שלום לכל החברים והחברות היקרים. אנחנו
Hello to all our friends. We are in our time together for reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot. And a moment before we begin, let's hear a direction from our teacher Rav Lightman. We are a result of the cascading of the lights from above downward, and we are rising from below upward. And as we rise, we meet the Shemot records and implement, realize them as much as possible. Because in each degree that I rise to, I need to unite the Orot and Kelim, the lights and the vessels and all of the desires. I have it all together. There needs to be a 10 in every degree. In a new degree, there needs to be a 10 that is built and operate accordingly. That's how it works. So here is an opportunity to rise from below upward and to build this 10. We are reading from the study of the 10 Sefirot.
In
chapter 3, we are continuing in item 6. We will then continue in the inner light 9. Item 6, words of theory. Chokhmah receives from one posterior of Ketel, Bina from two posteriors, and Malchut from nine posteriors. Item 6. It turns out that when Ketel returns and rises to the emanator before all the Sefirot, that light that descends from the emanator to the Sefirah below Ketel is extended and passes through the posterior of the Ketel, and it is judgment. It is likewise during the ascent of the other Sefirot, though there is one difference, which is that Chokhmah receives only from the posterior of Ketel. Bina receives from two posteriors, making it more judgment, and it is likewise in all of them, until you find that Malchut receives from nine posteriors, making it more judgment than all the other Sefirot above her. We will now continue Inner Light 9, explaining which is that Chokhmah receives only from the posterior of Ketel. Inner Light 9. Posterior means departure. In the first expansion, all the Sefirot emerged on the level of Ketel. It follows that all the Sefirot received from the face of the Ketel, since they were with it on an equal level, unlike during the refinement, since when it was refined to phase 3, and the level of Chokhmah emerged, and the light of Ketel remained concealed in the Peh, it follows that now Chokhmah receives from the posterior of the Ketel. In other words, she suffers and feels the great lack from the concealment of the light of Ketel. It is said that Chokhmah receives from the posterior of the Ketel, meaning the state of judgment, because she lacks, she feels the lack of its illumination. It is likewise in the rest of the Sefirot. We will continue with item 10, in the inner light, explaining, making more judgment than all the other spirit above her. The rule is that all the forces of the upper one are always present in its lower one, which necessarily receives all the posteriors of its upper one. When it is refined to phase three, and the level of Chokhmah emerges and receives the state of judgment that appears in her due to the lack of illumination of the light of Ketel, the Sfirot below Chokhmah receive the same posteriors too, since they too received from the anterior of Ketel in the first expansion, as did Chokhmah. For all of them were there on the same level, up to Ketel. Now, on the level of phase 3, they all lack the light of Ketel and have only the light of the face of Chokhmah. Similarly, when it is refined from phase 3 to phase 2, and the level of Bina emerges, Bina too suffers from the departure of the light of Chokhmah. Then she receives two posteriors into her. These are the posterior of Ketel that she has already received when she was on the level of phase 3, and the posterior of Chokhmah that she receives now. Thus the Sfirot below Bina also suffer from the same posterior of Chokhmah in addition to the posterior of Ketel that they received during the appearance of the level of phase 3, etc. Similarly, when it is refined to the phase of Ketel, where only the level of Malchut emerges and all the upper nine are missing, Malchut receives from nine posteriors. It is so because when she was on the level of phase 3, she received the posterior of Ketel. When she was in phase 2, she received the posterior of Chokhmah. And when she was in phase 1, she received the posterior of Bina. Now that she has only her own light, she receives from the posterior of Zehanpin 2, which are the six Sfirot Chagat Nehi. Thus, Malchut received nine posteriors. We will continue with a clip of Rav Leitman, talking about the levels of Galgalta, the level of Ketel, and then the level of Chokhmah, that is then expanding into Galgalta. And then each Sphira of Galgalta feels a lack as opposed to before. This is called that the light of Chokhmah closes in the Kli of Ketel. There's a lack. I know what there was yesterday. I have a Rishimo, a record of it. I invited a meal that no longer exists. And now it's less. So, as it's written, the delight is more important today than it was yesterday, because today it is, that the light is extinguishing the Rishimo while it's there, and it's felt anyway, and that's a fear. And in this is the way the vessels are built. They're not just built from a desire. It's a comparison of the levels, this compared to that, and that compared to that. And this comes the learning of it, the understanding. And then, accordingly, we start to work. the Reshimot themselves, when they come from above, according to the lights in the vessels, the light according to the vessel, according to the Masach, it's a detail from the nature. And then in the comparison of checking between them of what's going on, Chokmah to Keter, Binah to Chokmah, and Zahanpi to Keter, and so on, then I start to understand the differences. I start to learn not each and every state, but the difference between the states is what is being learned. So what's written here is very important. How the posterior is received, and accordingly we can understand what we've been through and what we have in the vessels of these impressions. These impressions that are in the vessel, and a number of refinements, it gives the vessel the ability, resolution, discernments, the number of discernments, the number of letters, how much, how I'm accurately able and through this able to see a phenomena and divide it, understand it, and by that work. I here see something general, and, you know, it's like a beast that's just looking, you know, it doesn't even see a difference. Not impressed by it. So what we say is that the expansion of the light and its departure is what makes the existence of the vessel. The vessel is done by the expansion and the departure. Because all of these entries and exits that work in me is what's bringing me these impressions, and it's recorded in me in the Reshimot, and the Reshimot on the Reshimot, and that they are in these strikings, and then there is an ability to see everything, because we're also now in Ein Sof, but who knows, who sees it? So these impressions we need. Okay, we are continuing with item 7 in the words of the Uri. Item 7. There is yet another change according to the quality of the Sphira, because Tiferet receives from the posteriors of Kvua, which are hard posteriors. There is yet another discernment. Tiferet receives her light from the posterior of the Sphira of Gvura. They are hard posteriors and very strong Gvurot. The other Sphirot above are not like that.
Item 8.
According to the changes in the phases of the Sphirot, so will be the light that is extended, weak judgment, medium, or strong. 8. It turns out that according to the difference between the phases, so will be the difference in the light that is extended, weak judgment, medium judgment, or strong judgment. However, the equal side in all of them is that they are all judgments, because they are through the posterior, as we have said, and the pen has no power to elaborate and detail all these details in this matter. Now we'll hear Rav Lightman. These impressions from the departure of the lights is building for us the discernments that I can differentiate the colors, the notes, tastes. It comes from the impression that's in the vessels, and it's in this world that is less than the inanimate. And in spirituality, it's a lot more. You know, it seems to us, 10 spirit that they depart, and there's just a small amount. But it's above everything that we can imagine to ourselves. What is this weak, medium, and strong judgment? Is that I start to feel myself. What is I'm feeling myself? The sphere that's before me. Malchut, all of the impressions. No. Because each time there are discernments that are revealed in different ways, in different degrees, and each degree has its own characteristics, and it rises to the degrees.
מאוד חשוב.
That's why it's very important from what state I'm in and what state I'm departing.
איך להגיד?
How to say?
נו נגיד ש...
Let's say...
אם לפני תכונת הבינה...
If in front of me is the quality of Bina and she is refined, mistachechet, then there will be this judgment. If there is in front of me Gvura and she's refined, then it will be the strong judgment. It depends from what state I'm coming to and to what state I'm going to. We can see this from the exile and redemption that writes about, that there's this state of exile that is higher than a redemption in another. Say, for example, redemption that to be returned from Babylon is...
Galut shebi Bavel yoter gdola
exile of Babylon is greater than the exile of Egypt. It's all proportional. And we are continuing with item 9. Three phases of flights. A, the first expansion of Kudim from the pit to the Tabur. The records, so Shimon, that remain from this first expansion, which is mercy, see the levels of the reflected light that are extended from the emanator during the departure of the lights, which is judgment. Item 9. It turns out that there are three phases of lights here. The first light is the first light among all of them called Akudim. They descended and expanded from the Peh downwards and down to the Chazeh, the Tabur. The second light is the light of the record that the first light left of that light itself that came through straightness, and it is mercy. The third light is reflected light. It is a light that was extended from the emanator to the sphira, and it was extended down when the lights ascended and returned from below upwards. This light is judgment since it is extended through the posterior. Before we continue with the inner light, let's hear from Rav Lightman. So what lights do we have here? The light that's expanded from
up
downward. It expands through Chamim in order to bestow with the direct intention. It's called inner light. There's Ta'amim, the light that's refined, it's less, and then it's Din, it's judgment, that each time it illuminates, from its diminution, and lights that remain, Shimon, and the Shimot have themselves from the Tamim, that are called Tekin, and there's a Shimot from the lights departing, that come each time from a lower degree to or the upper degree, which are called Otiot. What are the Otiot? If in each of the ten Sfirot,
Keter Chokhma Bina, Zeran Pin
Malchut, Keter Chokhma Bina, Zeran Pin Malchut,
or
there was light of the level of low and high in Keter. And this is called the level of Keter.
Kumat a Keter.
This is the level of Keter.
Achshav magia elai v'mimale oti.
Now it comes and fills me.
Zayah mimale oti mikumat a pe.
This was filling me from the level of pe. And then light comes to me from the level of Keter. And now to that level, there's no light, there's a Shimon from that level, from the Chotem. So the light that comes to me is less than before, and it's not filling everything, all of the discernments, it's filling according to the quantity and the quality, and it's different lesser parts to it. It's not filling me to and only part of it, and this part is not as it was before. The impression from these lights that I had before, yes, I have the Shimot from the direct light.
Otagin.
Tekin. I have now a Shimon from the new level. It fills me and then it's refined. This is the second Shimon.
The Kumat. Keter.
This is the level of Keter, Shimot, and it's a Shimot of the level of
Chokhmah.
And then I compare between these two levels. What is there between them? Between the level of Keter and Chokhmah, and what comes out of it? What comes out is called Otiyot. This is one affecting the other from above down. This is called Keter, and then the second is the Chokhmah affecting it. And the difference is, I understand something, and this is the Otiyot.
זאת אומרת, האותיות שאני לומד, אני לומד אותן.
These Otiyot that I learn, I am learning from the changes in the relation of the Creator to me.
זה מה שחשוב.
The changes, that's what's important.
בשינויים האלה אני מבדיל.
And in these changes, I differentiate the light in the vessel. I differentiate the form of the letter, the Ot, the light in it, and outside, and what's lacking, it's deficient. That is what he always wants to tell us here. This level comes after that level in the Kelim, and what we have from these changes of levels. We will read from item 20 in Inner Light.
התפשטות הראשונה.
Explaining the descended expanded from Peh outwards down to the Tzibur, the Chazer, meaning the first expansion, when the coupling by striking emerged on phase 4 called Peh, which is the phase of Malchut of the Rosh. After that, this Malchut expanded into 10 Sphirot from her, and within her, down to her Malchut, these 10 Sphirot are called Guf, and Malchut of the Guf is called the Bul, and the 10 Sphirot of this Rosh and Guf were at the level of Ketel.
We'll
hear another clip of the teacher, and then we'll have a message. Let's say that each of us is a cell, you know, a cell in the body. And if we connect to 10 cells, we become an organ. An organ that can find in itself the attitude of the Creator to it. And alone, I cannot feel this. I can only feel it if I connect to others, and in a connection with others, I build a system, them to me and I to them, in annulment, in bestowal and love and so on. And in this system, we can build this force of bestowal, the Creator. Therefore, this is what makes the Kli, the vessel. So the soul is a vessel of discovering the Creator. But in what is he revealing the vessel? Is revealed by bestowing. By who he bestows to. I'm wanting to bestow to the Creator. But by bestowing to others, what will that bestow to the Creator? You know, what will you bestow to the Creator? What will you give? By bestowing mutually with others, and by that giving room for the Creator to be revealed. What does that mean? That means that they're building him in the connection between them. Okay. It's a great opportunity to let the Creator be revealed in a connection between us in a mutual bestowal. Announcement of the World Kabbalah Congress, Rising Above Reason, it will be 18th, 19th of May, Saturday to Sunday. For details and registration, you're welcome to go to the convention.kli.one website. And we will meet again in a reading of the Zohar, another